Hey, what's up, Unbroken Nation? Hope that you're doing well. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about patience. So recently I was having a conversation with one of the amazing members of our weekly coaching community. If you haven't joined us yet, go to keys.thinkunbroken.com. That's keys, K-E-Y-S.thinkunbroken.com to join us. We go live every Monday in our small group coaching program to help you transform your trauma into triumph. And one of the big topics this week we were talking about was patience. And if you know my background, you know my story, one of the things I've shared adamantly is back in the day, I was not very patient. When I mean not very patient, I mean not patient at all. I had no patience in my life. And what I've realized that in order to actually create the life that you want to have, you have to be able to deploy patience. But patience, here's what's really fascinating about it. You hear this adage, patience is a virtue. I entirely and wholeheartedly disagree with that. I believe entirely that patience is actually an attribute and a skill that you learn over time through leveraging it in your day-to-day life. And I think one of the things people make mistakes about when it comes to patience is that they're like, oh, I have the thing that I believe I have the thing that I want and I want it now. But if you've ever had anything really incredible happen in your life, you probably have realized that it does not come immediately. And in fact, most of the incredible things that happen in our life take years, if not decades, to come to fruition. And so when I think about patience, I try to remove this idea of having the life that I want to have right now in this moment, because like, my big dream, I want to be the number one mental health speaker in the world. I want Think Unbroken podcast to be the number one mental health podcast in the world. I want to have a beautiful home where I can foster children, an amazing partner, an Audi R8 Spider. You know, I want to have a New York Times bestselling book. And these are my dreams, right? These are my visions. These are the things that I'm manifesting. But in order for those things to come to fruition, like there is a path and there is a pace. And sometimes it happens over a very long period of time. And there's this concept about deploying macro patience. So in the long, when you look at the 10-year plan, the 7-year plan, the 20-year plan, it's like, can you have patience for what you want in the future? And in real time, today, in this moment, can you move like you're trying to accomplish it today? And one of the reasons that people often fail at being able to make their visions come to fruition, to manifest the reality that they want, is because they don't understand that the things that they have to build and get in their lives, they may not yet have the skills to acquire. They may not yet have the ability to have those things. I remember one time I was talking with a mentor. This was like 12 years ago. And he said to me, because I was struggling really hard in this business, right? I used to be a wedding photographer. I was struggling really hard. This is like 12, 13 years ago. And I was like, man, why am I not getting the success? Why is it that I see all these other people having everything that they want? And I sat there and I was upset and I was frustrated. And he says to me something massively important, something I want you guys to take with you. He says to me, the reason why you don't have the success is because you're not ready to have the success. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because I hadn't yet learned the skills. I hadn't earned the things that makes one viable for success. And so what I did is I sat down. This was the most important thing that I did. I sat down and I mapped out the life that I wanted to have. Guys, if you take anything from today's episode, it's this. If you want to manifest the vision of the life that you want to have, it first starts with you getting clarity about what that life looks like. And in order to have clarity about what that life looks like, you have to take a pen and a piece of paper and start creating that life. And I love this course. I highly recommend it. It's not sponsored or endorsed in any capacity, but I think that you should check it out from Jordan Peterson. It's called Self-Authoring. And I went through self-authoring a couple of years ago, and most recently I did it again, and I got really clear about a lot of the things that I want, right? About my lifestyle, my health, my family, my community, my hobbies, my career. And for 3 hours, I wrote down with clarity every single thing that I wanted. Because in order to manifest our visions, we have to understand what that vision looks like. And look, writing these things down, it's not necessarily a game plan, right? People will write things down like, that's the plan. Oftentimes the plan shows itself as we go. Like think about, we're in football season, right? So in football, every single team comes into the game with their opponent with a game plan laid out. They're like, this is what we think we're going to do. This is the strategy that we're going to run. These are the plays that we're going to run in order to win the game. And then what happens is in the game, these things start to happen. There are variables that are unaccounted for that they have to make audibles for. And so as we're going down the path, we have our vision, but as we move towards the vision, we realize that there's an audible we have to make. Because instead of going right, actually what we need to do is go left. And when we're going left, what'll happen is subtly, here comes the safety and we're like, oh shit, we got to lateral this football back to the running back and we got to keep going forward. So that's a deep sports analogy, but basically what it means is, like, as we're going through this journey, you have to be looking for the opportunities that are different than the opportunities that you thought were going to be present when you started the journey. We'll be right back to today's show, but first I need to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling like you don't have the support to go to the next level in your healing journey? Are you feeling like you wish you had a little bit more support from not only myself, but the Unbroken Nation? Well, my friend, I want to invite you to come and join our live weekly coaching sessions in Think Unbroken. All you have to do is go to Keys, K-E-Y-S, keys.thinkunbroken.com to sign up and join us today with 100% money back, no questions asked, guaranteed, and no contract or commitment. Every week for the next year, you can come and be a part of our live coaching sessions each Monday as we dive deep into not only answering your questions, but questions from the Unbroken Nation, and help you take all of the information that you learn in the podcast, in the courses, and other areas of this journey, bring them into your life and use it in a way that is practical, life-changing, and transformative. So my friend, join us at keys.thinkunbroken.com, and we will see you this Monday. And the only way that you do that is you pay attention. But if you don't have the vision of what the goal is, then once you get into the game, you're automatically going to lose. If you look at any team that comes into a game, regardless of sports, and they do not have a game plan, I assure you they have already lost. They've already lost because they haven't put in the work to have a direction to go. And so as you manifest your vision, when you put together what it is that you want, it's like, can you identify your health, your wealth, your relationships, your love, your friendships, all of these things, and get clear about where you want to head? Because when you start taking action and moving towards those things, opportunities will present themselves. And as the opportunities present themselves, you'll get a better and more defined understanding of exactly who it is that you are and what you want. And this is where the manifestation starts to happen, because most people, this is a huge mistake, guys. Most people think that if I believe it, it will happen. That is not reality. That will never occur. There is no planet in the universe in which you can just think some shit and it's going to happen. You're going to have to put in work. Now, as you're putting in the work, this is where patience comes into play. Because if you don't take, look, here's what it really comes down to. If you don't give yourself patience in this journey, you will quit. Most people give up when they're 2 yards away from a touchdown. Most people give up when they're one more call away from closing the deal. Most people give up when they're one more conference from the breakthrough and life changing. Most people give up when they're just one coaching session away from having the breakthrough that they've needed. And one of the things I love Grant Cardone, I know I bring him up a lot, but he taught me this. He said, you never lose if you don't quit. And so when I lay out this vision of my life, and when you lay out the vision of your life, what I want you to think about is, what do you have to do on a long enough timeline to make that viable? Because today that vision might look like it's a decade away, but what can you do? What skills can you learn? Who can you connect with? How can you execute? How can you grow through it? What can you do every single day that moves you closer to that goal? And the truth is, like, today we look at our goals, we look at this concept and idea of being patient. We're like, we want it now. Respect, a lot of things I want now. Yo, real talk, I'm like, I'm 7 years into being a public speaker and I'm nowhere close to where I want to be, right? And it's like, we keep going, we keep executing, we keep doing it, because I know, give me another 2 years, another 6 months maybe, and maybe it's another 6 years. I don't know. I know what the goal is. I don't know the timeline. So I just keep moving towards it. And as long as you keep moving towards it, you're not going to lose. And so patience is about looking at the long-term game, not underestimating your possibility over a timeline, and moving with massive speed and execution on the daily. Most people do not execute in the daily. Most people wait literally years to do something that takes 35 minutes. Literally. You see it all the time. And so when you're leveraging patience in your life, remember that it's not about, I'm not going to try my hardest every single day. It's about try your hardest every single day and know that it might take you five times longer to get to where you want to go. But even though it may take five times longer, you can still have the vision. But without the vision, all of the work in the world is pointless. An idea with action is pointless. And so you have to take massive action against your ideas. You have to take massive action against the person that you want to become. And people will be like, well, I don't know. I'm not good enough yet. I haven't figured it out yet. Good. That's all the more reason why you should do it. Because until you actually start taking action, you're never going to learn the things that you need to learn in order to be successful. You can watch all the courses, read all the books, listen to all the podcasts, but ultimately at the end of the day, the real change in your life is only ever going to come through your execution in the day to day against the vision that you believe that you can have. So if you have patience, you will, on a long enough timeline, manifest the vision of your life. My friends, I hope that this brought you value today. If it did, please do me a favor, leave a review. Do not be a sideline player, be an in-the-game player. Come and leave a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, because every time you do, you help somebody else who is on their healing journey find this show. So just search Think Unbroken Podcast. And of course, check us out on YouTube where you can watch the video recordings of these conversations and episodes. And until next time, my friends, be unbroken. I'll see ya. Hey, Unbroken Nation. We'll be right back to the show, but I wanted to let you know that you can grab a copy of my first book, Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma, for free. If you go to book.thinkunbroken.com, you can download the PDF ebook version of the book and get everything that I know about the baseline of healing trauma for free, downloaded to your email right now. Just go to book.thinkunbroken.com to download your copy of Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma for a PDF for your phone. Again, that is book.thinkunbroken.com. Thank you so much for listening to Think Unbroken. Please share this episode with someone who could use it and help us move forward in our mission of ending generational trauma in our lifetime. And if you would, please take 5 seconds to pop on iTunes or Spotify, hit that 5-star, leave a review, and you can also reach out to us on social at Michael Unbroken or at Think Unbroken. And of course, you can check out our YouTube channel at Think Unbroken. Thank you for being a part of Unbroken Nation, my friends, and until next time, be unbroken.